This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tech Talk underway on this Saturday. It's already the middle of January. Hard to believe. Time flies. And we're going to talk about your computer, hardware, software, whatever. If you're having problems, feel free to call the program. 651-461-9226. Once again, the number is 651-461-9226. We call it the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. So you can call the studio and visit with Josh, our producer, or if you text, that comes right into the studio. We have a few of those to get to right out of the gate. Doug, I hope you're doing well.
Oh, yeah. Been a good winter again.
Yeah, Doug joining us once again on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, Doug, let's get to the text line right away. I have a MacBook Pro that needs new speakers because these just garble everything with the sound. I have a hard time understand what's being said. So is there any place in town that would put new speakers in that MacBook Pro?
You know, that's really not a bad job. It's just obtaining them. They're really quite easy to get at. Take the back off, but it'd be getting a hold of them so you can connect them, the right ones, to the motherboard. But that's a pretty simple job. The only thing that I would recommend is when you go to put it back together, don't tighten those screws down too tight. Take your time, but that's a job that really they can do by themselves. A lot of times they'll get dirt in them speakers, and it'll float around. Pretty soon they'll get little cracks in them. And, well, you know more about speakers than I do, so. But that's I don't think they have any problem doing that. In fact, if they did, I'd help them with it. Big thing is finding the correct part. They actually have to use their serial number and their model number, make sure it's within the right build year, and possibly go online and find some. You should be able to find them. But that's pretty common. That's actually more common than people think.
Yeah, and it is one of those things where you look at a map, a laptop in particular, and you're like, yeah, I don't know. But if you take your time, and here's the thing, YouTube videos are phenomenal. And there's got to be multiple videos out there about swapping out the speakers, and they should be able to walk you right through it. If you take your time, have a table, lay out all the parts, and once again, those little screws, you got to be very careful.
Yes, and you know, you mentioned something with YouTube, but Google, it's there's no doubt in my mind that every support person in the United States and North America, and the world for that matter, they've got Google on their desktop all day long, and YouTube. And you're absolutely right. It's just a plethora of information. And the nice thing about YouTube is you fire that thing up within the first couple of seconds. If you don't understand the actual language of the guy or the woman, you can go to the next one. I'll bet you would find 50, 60 YouTube videos on this particular subject. That's a good point.
651-461-9226. 651-461-9226 is the phone number on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. Send your text, call, but we invite you to do it soon because by the time we get to the end of the program, we can't get everybody on the air, and we want to make sure we're able to do that here on the program. A week ago, we talked a lot about scams. I brought it up about 30 minutes ago with Shaletta when we previewed the show. And there's a couple of things to keep in mind when we talk about scams. Once again, these big companies are not going to call you at home, particularly Dell or HP or Microsoft. They are not going to call you at home.
No, and neither is the IRS. Or the Social Security office, and they will, and they'll never ask you for personal information. Never, never. Yeah, this is a big thing in the seniors. I'm getting bombarded with emails and phone calls every week. And they're slick, but they're not that slick. So, but just pay attention and don't be quite so trusting. My experience, Steve, is that honest people have a tendency of trusting other people. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
We believe what's coming out of their mouth because, well, what comes out of our mouth is real. So it's that's really something that I think we got to kind of watch. And just be aware that there's a lot of it out there, and there seems to be growing more and more all the time. I can tell you that the FBI Cyber Division is one busy place. And I think they're getting a lot more accomplished than what we realize. They just don't publicize it, so which is a good thing as well. We'll get there someday, I hope, and I hope it's soon.
Yeah, and Doug, what about emails and attachments? On occasion, we bring this up on the program, and when we did the show a week ago, I was thinking, you know, we didn't really bring up emails and attachments, but this is very important in a home environment, a personal environment, or for that matter, in a work environment. And I know where I work during the week, my full-time job in the printing business, there is ongoing training about making sure you know who is sending it before you open any attachments. And there is ongoing training, and they send out emails to test people and so on and so forth to make sure they're not clicking on unknown attachments. That is still a big deal, and people need to be leery of that.
Well, and we got to somehow convey this message to our children as well. But you're absolutely right. And if there's an attachment on that, and you take and you roll over that email address, it's going to show you the direct domain name. And if it is, like if it's PayPal, that paypal.com has to be the primary domain name. It could say paypal.com, not the dot, but it would say like DOT, and then have some weird obscure thing, but it's connecting to a different server. That's quite noticeable as well. That's something they can't cover up, is how that thing is stamped within the first network packet out of that computer is where it came from. So that's a real good thing too. But when in doubt, don't. Just get out of your email and go and run a Google search to use 5, 6, 10 words of the beginning of this. And if it's a scam, it's probably going to pop up in Google as well and give you some indication as to what you're dealing with. So you can go right back and delete it or just avoid it altogether. Yeah, that's good advice, Steve. Really good.
Yeah. And once again, a lot of businesses now have that ongoing training where they will send out emails with attachments, with the idea that they're not trying to trick people. It's part of the training to be leery of anything that comes with an attachment. Now, in my job, I deal with people that are sending me things with attachments all the time, but I'm very careful. Only the people I deal with, only things that I'm expecting in return. And, you know, our computer, we kind of work through Google now. We have all our stuff. Our email, Google Drive, all of these sorts of things are Google-based, but we will get warnings about attachments, etc. And it really is important because things like ransomware and all of those sorts of things are still floating around.
Yeah, that's really interesting that you bring that up, too, because I can see where a lot of employees think, well, they're just trying to pick on me, and that's not the case. Not at all. Yeah, you know, it's just a test to see if you're paying attention and if you need some further training. And, you know, nobody's going to come up, I don't think, and fire people. I think it's actually just crucial that we get our teenagers and, well, of course, I've got grandchildren now that are 3 and 4 years old, got their own email accounts. It's really unique that we find ourselves in this situation. But it's really important that if you don't know, just wait. If it's a good deal to read today, it'll be a good deal to read tomorrow. Let's find out where it came from first.
Yeah, absolutely. Caution is a big part of it. An ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure, whatever cliche you want to use. We're going to take a break right now, but we are going to come back. We have a lot more on the program today here on News Talk 830-WCCO. And by the way, you can get involved on the City's One Plumbing Talk and text line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And that is good for a call or a text on the program today. Doug is in. It is Tech Talk here on News Talk 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk with Doug, and of course, we invite you to join us each and every Saturday between 2 and 3 o'clock, sports schedules permitting. Coming up at the end of the month, we should remind you, we will have coverage of Twins Fest from Target Field, so we'll take that day off. That's a couple of weeks away, but at the end of January, we'll be off for Twins Fest here on Tech Talk, and we invite you to join us on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. And we're going to start with Karen. Karen, you're on the phone with Doug. Hello.
Hi. Say, I bought one of those EcoTank Epson printers. Okay. And I don't, obviously, I'm not using it enough because when I go to use it, it's dry and I have to clean the heads. And I'm wondering if there's a user-friendly program to download that walks you through cleaning it, because I feel like I'm talking in a foreign language every time I try to clean it.
There should be software that came with that it will actually, it's an automated clean, I believe. But I'd get a hold of Epson and let them know, send them an email. Let them know you're having some difficulty. I'm certain they would have some advice. That's pretty strange, though. That's first time I've heard that. And I do thank you for the call.
Yeah, and thanks again for the call, Karen. Once again, you can get involved in the program here in the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. And Josh, maybe you can put Karen on hold for us, and we'll get back to the text line. But on those printers, and this has come up from time to time, typically there is functionality on any printer I've seen, inkjet printers like that, where you do need to do a clean. And a reminder, it will use ink. They do use ink as part of the cleaning process. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to do it too much. But it is necessary, because if you aren't regularly using that inkjet printer, there is a tendency for it to dry out.
Oh, no doubt. And you know, I've recommended to people, if you don't do a lot of printing, and I know that it's going to cost you a little bit more money, but you probably would be better off to step up to the plate and just get into a laser. You're not going to have these kind of issues with a laser printer. If it lays there for 3-4 weeks at a time, you fire it up, just takes off. Like a copier. It's the same principle, a toner. And they've come down on price so much in the last 5 to 10 years that put a dollar value on your frustration, and from time to time, you know what, I'm just going to do it. Step up. For $300-$400, which I think the EcoTank costs about that much as well, you can get a tremendous laser printer. You really can. And don't overlook the refurbished or renewed. This is a great equipment, absolutely fantastic equipment. I have to admit, Steve, when it comes to printers, I'm still very, very biased towards HP, but Brother's got my eye as of late too, and Epson has always had my eye. That surprises me that this lady's having this much difficulty with this printer. That's kind of surprising.
Yeah, I spent a little bit more money, and the printer we have at home, and it's networked, so we all use it. Mm-hmm. Is the Brother Business Smart Pro Series, and it was a little more money, but it's been a good printer.
Mm-hmm.
It's been relatively easy on consumables, which is a big deal. Now, what I print, now say for instance, I'm doing prep for a game or whatever, I always print on black and white, mm-hmm. and I use the economy setting. So, you know, not everything needs to be, you know, using up all that ink. So
I agree.
I'm very easy on ink.
Yeah. The more conservative you are, the better. But it's really, even if you just print a test page every couple of days with anything that's a bubble jet or an inkjet, just print a test page every once in a while. You'll probably save yourself all kinds of time and trouble.
Yeah, follow up to the photo from our text line. What printer is better for photos, inkjet or laser? Doug, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, the inkjets have come a long way, but you just can't beat the quality of a laser. You just can't. They're just crystal clear. And, that's hands down. Now, your upper echelon inkjets, they've come a long way. They do nice work, don't get me wrong. But here again, they, dot for dot, pixel for pixel, you're going to be much, much better off with a laser printer, hands down.
Yeah, and this really is in the realm of you get what you pay for. If you're doing that kind of work, you need to spend a little money. And get together, do a Google search, find out what other people who print out a lot of photos. A big part of that as well is the paper. I work in the printing business. Paper is a big part of the deal. If you're going to do that kind of stuff, you want to print out photos, make sure you spend the proper amount of money on paper worthy of photos. But that, once again, be prepared to spend more money. There are printers that off the shelf you can get on the low end, but over the long haul, I don't think you're going to be happy with the quality. And that is true with paper as well. Make sure you get good quality paper.
It does count with paper too. People overlook that a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And part of my job is buying paper, and that is something that paper is a big deal. It's
a science in itself.
Yeah, for sure. It is extraordinary.
Well, we were just chatting about this. I just popped into Amazon, and I put in Color Laser Renewed in the search box. There's a Renewed HP Color Laser Jet Pro, M451DN, $229. And right below it is a brand new brother, HL-L3210CW, $249, brand spanking new. Yeah. The prices have come down to the point to where the lasers are very affordable today, very affordable. Just look around. You'll find a deal.
Yep, and understand what the consumables are going to be as well. That's a big part of the equation. They want to get you into a printer to be able to sell you ink down the road. One follow-up to that, when it comes to ink or toner, I'm a big believer in buying manufactured ink and toner as much as possible. I know there are remanufacturers, or you can buy cartridges or ink cartridges that have been reloaded. But I think it's easier to go with original equipment. I've had better results. What about you, Doug?
I personally think that that's a critical issue. And HP actually, and they're the only ones that have announced this, but in their toner or their ink, they actually put some semblance of a lubricant. It's phenomenal. But yeah, that, in my opinion, should never be a question. It's one thing to be frugal and save money, but when it comes to this type of thing where it's going through this paper at this speed, some of these printers are kicking out 30 pages a minute. They're doing a lot more inside there than I think most people realize. That is critical. You buy manufacturer consumables for that printer, you will be much, much light years ahead. Way, way, way ahead. Yeah, you couldn't stress that enough in my mind, Steve.
All right, quick one before the break from our City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. For the second time in 3 years, the hinges on two different Lenovo laptops have broken. What could be going on?
They've got an issue. I've probably swapped out probably 20 or 30 of them. And once they start to get stiff and sticky, you have to change them. It's not a difficult job. It's just kind of putzy. A lot of them, you got to actually take the screen off the display assembly to get the hinges in properly. And I think what happens when people put them together is you can't really grease them or oil them, but it's critical that you keep them as clean as possible. And here again, climate change, if you're bringing them in out of the cold, that's when they're most vulnerable, these hinges. And never try to open them up from one corner. Put two thumbs in the center of your screen display if you can and lift them up. Try to keep them even. That really is probably the most deadly thing on hinges. Be gentle with your machine.
Yeah, they went on to say that this wasn't dropped. They just wear out. But, yeah, there is a tendency to open them up from one side or the other. But, you know, putting a thumb on each corner of your laptop and opening that to keep that hinge even or balance going forward, great tip. I'm gonna start doing that. Typically, I open mine from the middle, which has the same effect, but each corner would be a good way to go and go easy on those hinges.
Yeah, if you can get it right on the end, that's the best. But even an inch in on each side, it really makes a big difference.
Yeah, quick break. We'll have more Tech Talk coming up. Doug joining us on this Saturday, as always, sports schedules permitting. And we will point out again, 2 weeks from today, we will be live at Twins Fest at Target Field as the Twins kick off the 2023 season. Of course, the Twins Winter Caravan headed out, and then it wraps up with Twins Fest, and then the countdown to pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training in February down in Fort Myers. So there's a lot going on, but in 2 weeks we'll take the day off. We will be back next Saturday between 2 and 3 o'clock here on News Talk, E3OWCCO. Tech Talk continues here at News Talk, E3OWCCO. Doug Swindhart is in. If you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the program. We've talked a lot about printers today, and another tip on paper. Buy good paper for the printer as well. Even if you're just printing out notes, I've got the Viking injury report that I printed out for later on in the day today. Buy good quality paper for that as well. Cheapest isn't always best. Why fight bad paper in the printer is another tip. Here's a good one. We'll start with Doug. I came across pressing the Windows key and R key. A box opens where you enter MRT, and a Microsoft Windows malicious software tool comes up to clean your PC. Is that real?
Yes, that's just a run box. That Windows key gives you all kinds of little keyboard shortcuts. Your Windows key and the E key, for example, will open up Windows Explorer. I use Windows and R all the time. Windows C is copy. Windows V is paste. There's just a ton of them. It's a nice little handy tool. And the MRT, that's the Microsoft removal tool. That's going to, once you put it in a run box, it's going to search the entire path of the computer to find that code. So it's real effective, very effective. Especially when you're jumping around into a new operating system and they've changed things around in such a way you can't find it. I use that Windows key quite a bit.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about malware bytes and some of these other programs, since we talked about malicious software. What do you recommend? What should people be running, even if they have a new machine, even if they have a new Windows machine that's been purchased, say, in the last 6 months or year? What do you recommend, Doug?
Well, you know, if you're working with Windows Home Edition, which most people are, if they bought it with Windows 10 or 11, and it came from the store, it's probably got Home Edition. And it doesn't really tell you that unless you hit your run key and type in WinVer, W-I-N-V-E-R. That'll give you the exact Windows version. If you're running a Home Edition, I'm even suggesting to people, you might want to just kind of tone down Windows Defender. You got to let it run somewhat, but you can tone it down and have a commercial package for sure. Windows Defender's had some issues the last 6, 7, 8 months, so I think that it's time that you're going to have a commercial package. Be prepared to step up and spend about $30 a year. If you're lucky enough to have an HP, you can call them up and ask them if your computer is eligible to buy Woof Security. And HP was kind of quiet about this. They still are. But when I read the little section where it said, we protect your computer down to the bare metal, I called them up and I said, does that mean you're protecting the firmware as well, the BIOS chips? And they say, yes, we are. Every new HP that's purchased in the business line has a 3-year warranty, and that includes Woof Security. And they've actually even let me put it on some older HPs. Can't find anything with actual criteria. I think if you call them up and ask them, they'll let you have it. And that's like $30 a year. Second to that, I would either be using Malwarebytes or ENOD32 ESET from ESET. Those three probably would be my target. Absolutely. But it's essential today that you have some type of protection going for you, for sure. And I'm still kind of experimenting with computers with nothing and just trying to make them hide on the net. So far, I've been kind of successful, but until I know for absolute certain, I won't put that out on the radio.
All right. Very good. Because there are a lot of questions about that. Let's get back into another thing. Older Windows machines, Windows 7, Windows 8. Where do people stand here early in 2023 on those machines? What should they be thinking about?
I think that unless you're technical and willing to spend some time, and keep in mind, even then, it's a gamble. It's time. And now, there's other alternatives to Windows as well. Apple, Linux, there's just all kinds of things coming up. But if you are chained to Windows, you kind of need to stay with it. And they announced the other day that 10's going to come into life real soon. They're thinking in the next couple of months, but hard to tell what they'll do. I think people are going to react negatively to that, because that's going to force a lot of people to buy new hardware. And that's not such a good thing if you're sitting there looking at a computer that runs, you're scratching out, why do I have to buy a new one?
Yeah, exactly. And then that leads into something that we continue to bring up. If you have an older machine and are concerned about updating to a new version of a Windows operating system, it is well worth your time, especially in these cold winter months, to investigate changing that machine over to a Linux operating system and continue to use that older equipment. It'll work just fine. You'll be able to get online securely and do all the things you need to do.
Oh, no doubt. And, you know, most people, they experience that. They find out that, yeah, they get along just fine with open source software. But here again, if it's going to do a good job for you, hit the donate button, send them some cash a year from now or 6 months from now or whatever. It's kind of the honor system, but it's still working, and it's working good, so that's a good thing. Linux Mint came out with Linux 21, and the first computer I put it on, I had some issues. And they came out with a huge update about 3 days later, and now we're running all good. Again, I love being on the cutting edge, but I don't like being on the bleeding edge. And I got in on that one just a little bit too early, by about 4 days. So you might want to take a step back, get an older version, make sure it's stable. Look for that word anytime you're in the open source community. Stable, stable, stable. Don't be playing around with nightly builds or beta or testers there. You got to recompile the whole operating system yourself. It's user-generated, so keep that in mind. Stable. You want stable operating systems. That's what we're looking for. Good advice, Steve. Very good.
Yeah. 2:45 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Doug joining us as always. We'll be back again next week. And then 2 weeks from today, we'll be at Twins Fest at Target Field between 11 and 5 o'clock. So we have an all-day broadcast out at Target Field. And some of the big stars from during the week scheduled to be there. I don't think the lineup has been set, but in a couple of weeks, between 11 and 5 on a Saturday at Twins Fest at Target Field, I would assume Vanita, Jordana, Adam, Chad Hartman, Jason DeRusha, Henry Lake will all be part of the proceedings out there at Target Field. So stay tuned for that. Quick break. We'll come back with more Tech Talk here at News Talk, E3O-WCCO. Tech Talk continues on this Saturday afternoon here at News Talk, E3O-WCCO. Let's bring in Patty. Patty, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Hello. May I ask, Doug, I have an HP computer. It's an 8.1 edition, and it came up on the screen that Windows is no longer supported as of the 10th of this month. Is it possible for me to purchase a Windows 10 home disk to load into my computer?
You should be able to update that without that. Why don't you give me a call early next week and we'll see if we can get something taken care of for you. Yeah, if you got an 8.1 computer, I just got one a couple days ago that I updated. This thing's just a screamer. It's just a beautiful machine, and that's an Envy desktop. Yeah, give me a call next week. I'm sure we can get you pointed in the right direction.
And by the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email coming up momentarily. Patty, thanks for the call there. You don't see as many desktops, do you, Doug, as we did once upon a time. It seems as though most everyone has a laptop. Here's the funny thing. I have a Chromebook. Now, obviously, I used to transport this thing around. I used to bring it out to the state fair. Now it just sits here on the desktop. But, you know, desktops, it depends on how you're going to use it. Everyone likes the idea, the portability, but the good old desktop, that's handy.
Oh, it is. And, you know, that we don't see them so much because they're not out in the public, but there's plenty of them being sold. And that they, but your conservative or frugal buyer, they're buying a notebook or a laptop that they can go home and set on the desk and plug in a couple of 4K monitors and a big keyboard and a mouse and rock and roll. So that that particular piece of equipment, they don't have to have more than one. That's going to be the trend, I think, coming up in the next several years. But personally, I like my 28-inch screen. Just hard not to. I open it up, open 3-4 programs open, have plenty of screen real estate. That's the one big thing that keeps me in a desktop.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
What about the old build your own? I remember that was a trend once upon a time, and I know there are gamers that still build their own computers, etc. But is it one of those things where you go into a place like Micro Center and you can build your own machine and do it relatively affordably?
I think it's coming back again in a big way. People are realizing that the manufactured machines, they're good quality, but if people ask me, you know, who would I recommend? The only thing I could really recommend today would be an HP in the business line, and it's a little bit more expensive. But as far as building your own laptop, I wouldn't recommend, although you can do it. I wouldn't recommend that at all. But desktops, this is getting to be right back to where, well, I don't know if it'll ever be what it was in the early 90s and late 80s, but it possibly could come back. I think, though, that when people realize, like at my house now, I'm considering a machine that will take care of the security system, be a media center. That's going to be a pretty meaty computer, but your desktops even. The desktop that I've got for that is about 6 inches by 6 inches by about 2 inches tall. That i7 quad processor, it's just a screamer. No fans, whisper quiet. I can hang that in any utility room. So it's really, but they're hard to tell if they're a desktop or a laptop at that point when they get that small. But it's, I think people are doing it more and more as we go move forward. I see a lot of seniors that think, well, I got a little extra time, play around with it a little bit. That's it's more bigger than I think people realize.
Tech Talk with Doug Swindahart joining us each and every Saturday. We will be back next Saturday between 2 and 3 o'clock here on the program. And then we will take a break for Twins Fest at the end of the month and then return in early February. But that programming note, Twins Fest coverage coming up 2 weeks from today. Doug, always good to visit with you. Let's get your phone number and email out there.
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543. And I've been having some difficulty with my phone, so I'll be getting a new one soon. But I'm going to keep the number. 651-552-9543. And admin at WCCOTech.com. admin at WCCOTech.com. 651-552-9543. Thank you, Steve. Have a good week.
All right. Take care, Doug. There he is, Doug Swindahart, joining us here on Tech Talk. And by the way, Doug joins us each and every Saturday, sports schedules permitting, here on News Talk 830 WCCO. A lot of great calls, a lot of great texts on the program today. And then, of course, you can find the podcast at WCCORadio.com a little bit later, or find it on the free Odyssey app. As mentioned, all the news, all the weather at 3 o'clock. And then Mike Wall will join us from space.com. There could be a big launch coming up in February or March down in Texas. That huge starship may fly. We'll get to that in a moment.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tech Talk underway on this Saturday. It's already the middle of January. Hard to believe. Time flies. And we're going to talk about your computer, hardware, software, whatever. If you're having problems, feel free to call the program. 651-461-9226. Once again, the number is 651-461-9226. We call it the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. So you can call the studio and visit with Josh, our producer, or if you text, that comes right into the studio. We have a few of those to get to right out of the gate. Doug, I hope you're doing well.
Oh, been a good winter again.
Yeah, Doug joining us once again on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. Here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Hey, Doug, let's get to the text line right away. I have a MacBook Pro that needs new speakers because these just garble everything with the sound. I have a hard time understand what's being said. So is there any place in town that would put new speakers in that MacBook Pro?
You know, that's really not a bad job. It's just obtaining them. They're really quite easy to get at. Take the back off and... But it'd be getting a hold of them so you can connect them, the right ones, to the motherboard. But that's a pretty simple job. The only thing that I would recommend is when you go to put it back together, don't tighten those screws down too tight. Take your time, but that's a job that really they can do by themselves. A lot of times they'll get dirt in them speakers and it'll float around. Pretty soon they get little cracks in them. And, well, you know more about speakers than I do, so. But that's, I don't think they have any problem doing that. In fact, if they did, I'd help them with it. Big thing is finding the correct part. They actually have to use their serial number and their model number, make sure it's within the right build year, and possibly go online and find some. You should be able to find them. But that's pretty common. That's actually more common than people think.
Yeah, and it is one of those things where you look at a laptop in particular, and you're like, yeah, I don't know. But if you take your time, and here's the thing, YouTube videos are phenomenal, and there's got to be multiple videos out there about swapping out the speakers, and they should be able to walk you right through it if you take your time, have a table, lay out all the parts, and once again those little screws, you got to be very careful.
Yes, and you know, you mentioned something with YouTube and Google. It's there's no doubt in my mind that every support person in the United States and North America and the world, for that matter, they've got Google on their desktop all day long, and YouTube. And you're absolutely right. It's just a plethora of information. And the nice thing about YouTube is you fire that thing up within the first couple of seconds. If you don't understand the actual language of the guy or the woman, you can go to the next one. I'll bet you would find 50, 60 YouTube videos on this particular subject. That's a good point.
651-461-9226, 651-461-9226 is the phone number on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. Send your text, call, but we invite you to do it soon because by the time we get to the end of the program, we can't get everybody on the air, and we want to make sure we're able to do that here on the program. A week ago, we talked a lot about scams. I brought it up about 30 minutes ago with Shaletta when we previewed the show, and there's a couple of things to keep in mind when we talk about scams. Once again, these big companies are not going to call you at home, particularly Dell or HP or Microsoft. They are not going to call you at home.
No, and neither is the IRS or the Social Security Office. They'll never ask you for personal information. Never, never. Yeah, this is a big thing in the seniors. I'm getting bombarded with emails and phone calls every week, and they're slick, but they're not that slick. So, but just pay attention and don't be quite so trusting. My experience, Steve, is that honest people have a tendency of trusting other people. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
We believe what's coming out of their mouth because, well, what comes out of our mouth is real. So it's that's really something that I think we got to kind of watch. And just be aware that there's a lot of it out there, and there seems to be growing more and more all the time. I can tell you that the FBI Cyber Division is one busy place. And I think they're getting a lot more accomplished than what we realize. They just don't publicize it, so which is a good thing as well. We'll get there someday, I hope, and I hope it's soon.
Yeah, and Doug, what about emails and attachments? On occasion, we bring this up on the program, and when we did the show a week ago, I was thinking, you know, we didn't really bring up emails and attachments, but this is very important in a home environment, a personal environment, or for that matter, in a work environment. And I know where I work during the week, my full-time job in the printing business, there is ongoing training about making sure, you know, who is sending it before you open any attachments. And there is ongoing training, and they send out emails to test people and so on and so forth to make sure they're not clicking on unknown attachments. That is still a big deal, and people need to be leery of that.
Well, and we got to somehow convey this message to our children as well. But you're absolutely right. And if there's an attachment on that, and you take and you roll over that email address, it's going to show you the direct domain name. And if it is, like if it's PayPal, that paypal.com has to be the primary domain name. It could say paypal.com, not the dot, but it would say like DOT, and then have some weird obscure thing, but it's connecting to a different server. That's quite noticeable as well. That's something they can't cover up, is how that thing is stamped within the first network packet out of that computer is where it came from. So that's a real good thing too. But when in doubt, don't. Just get out of your email and go and run a Google search to use 5, 6, 10 words of the beginning of this. And if it's a scam, it's probably going to pop up in Google as well and give you some indication of what you're dealing with. So you can go right back and delete it or just avoid it altogether. Yeah, that's good advice, Steve. Really good.
Yeah. And once again, a lot of businesses now have that ongoing training where they will send out emails with attachments, with the idea that they're not trying to trick people. It's part of the training to be leery of anything that comes with an attachment. Now, in my job, I deal with people that are sending me things with attachments all the time, but I'm very careful. Only the people I deal with, only things that I'm expecting in return. And, you know, our computer, we kind of work through Google now. We have all our stuff. Our email, Google Drive, all of these sorts of things are Google-based, but we will get warnings about attachments, etc. And it really is important because things like ransomware and all of those sorts of things are still floating around.
Yeah, that's really interesting that you bring that up, too, because I can see where a lot of employees think, well, they're just trying to pick on me, and that's not the case. Not at all. Yeah, you know, it's just a test to see if you're paying attention and if you need some further training. And you know, nobody's going to come up, I don't think, and fire people. I think it's actually just crucial that we get our teenagers and, well, of course, I've got grandchildren now that are 3 and 4 years old, got their own email accounts. It's really unique that we find ourselves in this situation. But it's really important that if you don't know, just wait. If it's a good deal to read today, it'll be a good deal to read tomorrow. Let's find out where it came from first.
Yeah, absolutely. Caution is a big part of it. An ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure, whatever cliche you want to use. We're going to take a break right now, but we are going to come back. We have a lot more on the program today here on News Talk 830-WCCO. And by the way, you can get involved on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And that is good for a call or a text on the program today. Doug is in. It is Tech Talk here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk with Doug, and of course, we invite you to join us each and every Saturday between 2 and 3 o'clock, sports schedules permitting. Coming up at the end of the month, we should remind you, we will have coverage of Twins Fest from Target Field, so we'll take that day off. That's a couple of weeks away, but at the end of January, we'll be off for Twins Fest here on Tech Talk, and we invite you to join us on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. And we're going to start with Karen. Karen, you're on the phone with Doug. Hello.
Hi. Say, I bought one of those EcoTank Epson printers. Okay. And I don't, obviously, I'm not using it enough because when I go to use it, it's dry and I have to clean the heads. And I'm wondering if there's a user-friendly program to download that walks you through cleaning it, because I feel like I'm talking in a foreign language every time I try to clean it.
There should be software that came with that that it will actually, it's an automated clean, I believe. But I'd get a hold of Epson and let them know, send them an email. Let them know you're having some difficulty. I'm certain they would have some advice. That's pretty strange, though. That's first time I've heard that. And I do thank you for the call.
Yeah, and thanks again for the call, Karen. Once again, you can get involved in the program here in the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. And Josh, maybe you can put Karen on hold for us, and we'll get back to the text line. But on those printers, and this has come up from time to time, typically there is functionality on any printer I've seen, inkjet printers like that, where you do need to do a clean. And a reminder, it will use ink. They do use ink as part of the cleaning process. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to do it too much. But it is necessary, because if you aren't regularly using that inkjet printer, there is a tendency for it to dry out.
Oh, no doubt. And you know, I've recommended to people, if you don't do a lot of printing, and I know that it's going to cost you a little bit more money, but you probably would be better off to step up to the plate and just get into a laser. You're not going to have these kind of issues with a laser printer. If it lays there for 3-4 weeks at a time, you fire it up, just takes off. Like a copier. It's the same principle, a toner. And they've come down on price so much in the last 5 to 10 years that put a dollar value on your frustration, and from time to time, you know what, I'm just going to do it. Step up. For $300-$400, which I think the EcoTank costs about that much as well, you can get a tremendous laser printer. You really can. And don't overlook the refurbished or renewed. This is a great equipment, absolutely fantastic equipment. I have to admit, Steve, when it comes to printers, I'm still very, very biased towards HP, yeah. But Brother's got my eye as of late, too. And Epson has always had my eye. That surprises me that this lady's having this much difficulty with this printer. That's kind of surprising.
Yeah, I spent a little bit more money, and the printer we have at home, and it's networked, so we all use it. Mm-hmm. Is the Brother Business Smart Pro Series, and it was a little more money, but it's been a good printer.
Mm-hmm.
It's been relatively easy on consumables, which is a big deal. Now, what I print, now say for instance, I'm doing prep for a game or whatever, I always print on black and white, mm-hmm. and I use the economy setting. So, you know, not everything needs to be, you know, using up all that ink. So
I agree.
I'm very easy on ink.
Yeah. The more conservative you are, the better. But it's really, even if you just print a test page every couple of days with anything that's a bubble jet or an inkjet,
yep.
Just print a test page every once in a while. You'll probably save yourself all kinds of time and trouble.
Yeah, follow up to the photo from our text line. What printer is better for photos, inkjet or laser? Doug, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, the inkjets have come a long way, but you just can't beat the quality of a laser. You just can't. They're just crystal clear. And, that's hands down. Now, your upper echelon inkjets, they've come a long way. They do nice work. Don't get me wrong. But here again, dot for dot, pixel for pixel, you're going to be much, much better off with a laser printer. Hands down.
Yeah, and this really is in the realm of you get what you pay for. If you're doing that kind of work, you need to spend a little money. And get together, do a Google search, find out what other people who print out a lot of photos. A big part of that as well is the paper. I work in the printing business. Paper is a big part of the deal. If you're going to do that kind of stuff, you want to print out photos, make sure you spend the proper amount of money on paper worthy of photos. But that, once again, be prepared to spend more money. There are printers that off the shelf you can get on the low end, but over the long haul, I don't think you're going to be happy with the quality. And that is true with paper as well. Make sure you get good quality paper.
It does count with paper. Oh, too. People overlook that a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And part of my job is buying paper, and that is something that paper is a big deal. It is,
it's a science in itself.
Yeah, for sure. It is extraordinary.
Well, we were just chatting about this. I just popped into Amazon and I put in Color Laser Renewed in the search box. There's a Renewed HP Color Laser Jet Pro 4M451DN, $229. And right below it is a brand new brother, HL L3210CW, $249. Brand spanking new. Yeah. The prices have come down to the point to where the lasers are very affordable today. Very affordable. Just look around. You'll find a deal.
Yep. And understand what the consumables are going to be as well. That's a big part of the equation. They exactly. want to get you into a printer to be able to sell you ink down the road. One follow-up to that, when it comes to ink or toner, I'm a big believer in buying manufactured ink and toner as much as possible. I know there are remanufacturers, or you can buy cartridges or ink cartridges that have been reloaded. But I think it's easier to go with original equipment. I've had better results. What about you, Doug?
I personally think that's a critical issue. And HP actually, and they're the only ones that have announced this, but in their toner or their ink, they actually put some semblance of a lubricant. It's phenomenal. But yeah, that, in my opinion, should never be a question. It's one thing to be frugal and save money, but when it comes to this type of thing where it's going through this paper at this speed, some of these printers are kicking out 30 pages a minute. They're doing a lot more inside there than I think most people realize. That is critical. You buy manufacturer consumables for that printer, you will be much, much light years ahead. Way, way, way ahead. Yeah, you couldn't stress that enough in my mind, Steve.
All right, quick one before the break from our Cities One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. For the second time in 3 years, the hinges on two different Lenovo laptops have broken. What could be going on?
They've got an issue. I've probably swapped out probably 20 or 30 of them. And once they start to get stiff and sticky, you have to change them. It's not a difficult job. It's just kind of putzy. A lot of them, you got to actually take the screen off the display assembly to get the hinges in properly. And I think what happens when people put them together is you can't really grease them or oil them, but it's critical that you keep them as clean as possible. And here again, climate change, if you're bringing them in out of the cold, that's when they're most vulnerable, these hinges. And never try to open them up from one corner. Put two thumbs in the center of your screen display if you can and lift them up. Try to keep them even. That really is probably the most deadly thing on hinges. Be gentle with your machine.
Yeah, they went on to say that this wasn't dropped. They just wear out. But yeah, there is a tendency to open them up from one side or the other. But you know, putting a thumb on each corner of your laptop and opening that to keep that hinge even or balance going forward. Great tip. I'm gonna start doing that. Typically, I open mine from the middle, which has the same effect. But each corner would be a good way to go and go easy on those hinges.
Yeah, if you can get it right on the end, that's the best. But even an inch in on each side, it really makes a big difference.
Yeah, quick break. We'll have more tech talk coming up. Doug joining us on this Saturday, as always, sports schedules permitting. And we will point out again, 2 weeks from today, we will be live at Twins Fest at Target Field as the Twins kick off the 2023 season. Of course, the Twins Winter Caravan headed out, and then it wraps up with Twins Fest, and then the countdown to pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training in February down in Fort Myers. So there's a lot going on, but in 2 weeks we'll take the day off. We will be back next Saturday between 2 and 3 o'clock here on News Talk, E30-WCCO. Tech Talk continues. Here at News Talk, 830-WCCO, Doug Swindhart is in. If you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the program. We've talked a lot about printers today, and another tip on paper. Buy good paper for the printer as well. Even if you're just printing out notes, I've got the Viking injury report that I printed out for later on in the day today. Buy good quality paper for that as well. Cheapest isn't always best. Why fight bad paper in the printer is another tip. Here's a good one. We'll start with Doug. I came across pressing the Windows key and R key. A box opens where you enter MRT, and a Microsoft Windows malicious software tool comes up to clean your PC. Is that real?
Yes, that's just a run box. That Windows key gives you all kinds of little keyboard shortcuts. Your Windows key and the E key, for example, will open up Windows Explorer. I use Windows and R all the time. Windows C is copy. Windows V is paste. There's just a ton of them. It's a nice little handy tool. And the MRT, that's the Microsoft removal tool. That's going to, once you put it in a run box, it's going to search the entire path of the computer to find that code. So it's real effective, very effective, especially when you're jumping around into a new operating system and they've changed things around in such a way you can't find it. I use that Windows key quite a bit.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about malware bytes and some of these other programs, since we talked about malicious software. What do you recommend? What should people be running, even if they have a new machine, even if they have a new Windows machine that's been purchased, say, in the last 6 months or a year? What do you recommend, Doug?
Well, you know, if you're working with Windows Home Edition, which most people are, if they bought it with Windows 10 or 11, and it came from the store, it probably got Home Edition. And it doesn't really tell you that unless you hit your run key and type in WinVer, W-I-N-V-E-R. That'll give you the exact Windows version. If you're running a Home Edition, I'm even suggesting to people, you might want to just kind of tone down Windows Defender. You got to let it run somewhat, but you can tone it down and have a commercial package for sure. Windows Defender's had some issues the last 6, 7, 8 months, so I think that it's time that you're going to have a commercial package. Be prepared to step up and spend about $30 a year. If you're lucky enough to have an HP, you can call them up and ask them if your computer is eligible to buy Woof Security. And HP was kind of quiet about this. They still are. But when I read the little section where it said, we protect your computer down to the bare metal, I called them up and I said, does that mean you're protecting the firmware as well, the BIOS chips? And they say, yes, we are. Every new HP that's purchased in the business line has a 3-year warranty, and that includes Woof Security. And they've actually even let me put it on some older HPs. Can't find anything with actual criteria. I think if you call them up and ask them, they'll let you have it. And that's like $30 a year. Second to that, I would either be using Malwarebytes or ENOD32 ESET from ESET. Those three probably would be my target. Absolutely. But it's essential today that you have some type of protection going for you, for sure. And I'm still kind of experimenting with computers with nothing and just trying to make them hide on the net. So far, I've been kind of successful, but until I know for absolute certain, I won't put that out on the radio.
All right. Very good, because there are a lot of questions about that. Let's get back into another thing. Older Windows machines, Windows 7, Windows 8, where do people stand here early in 2023 on those machines? What should they be thinking about?
I think that unless you're technical and willing to spend some time, and keep in mind, even then, it's a gamble. It's time. And now, there's other alternatives to Windows as well. Apple, Linux, there's just all kinds of things coming up. But if you are chained to Windows, you kind of need to stay with it. And they announced the other day that 10's going to come into life real soon. They're thinking in the next couple of months, but hard to tell what they'll do. I think people are going to react negatively to that, because that's going to force a lot of people to buy new hardware. And that's not such a good thing if you're sitting there looking at a computer that runs, you're scratching out, why do I have to buy a new one?
Yeah, exactly. And then that leads into something that we continue to bring up. If you have an older machine and are concerned about updating to a new version of a Windows operating system, it is well worth your time, especially in these cold winter months, to investigate changing that machine over to a Linux operating system and continue to use that older equipment. It'll work just fine. You'll be able to get online securely and do all the things you need to do.
Oh, no doubt. And, you know, most people, they experience that. They find out that, yeah, they get along just fine with open source software. But here again, if it's going to do a good job for you, hit the donate button, send them some cash a year from now or 6 months from now or whatever. It's kind of the honor system, but it's still working, and it's working good, so that's a good thing. Linux Mint came out with Linux 21, and the first computer I put it on, I had some issues. And they came out with a huge update about 3 days later, and now we're running all good. Again, I love being on the cutting edge, but I don't like being on the bleeding edge. And I got in on that one just a little bit too early, by about 4 days. So you might want to take a step back, get an older version, make sure it's stable. Look for that word anytime you're in the open source community. Stable, stable, stable. Don't be playing around with nightly builds or beta or testers there. You got to recompile the whole operating system yourself. It's user-generated, so keep that in mind. Stable. You want stable operating systems. That's what we're looking for. Good advice, Steve. Very good.
Yeah. 2:45 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Doug joining us as always. We'll be back again next week. And then 2 weeks from today, we'll be at Twins Fest at Target Field between 11 and 5 o'clock. So we have an all-day broadcast out at Target Field. And some of the big stars from during the week scheduled to be there. I don't think the lineup has been set, but in a couple of weeks between 11 and 5 on a Saturday at Twins Fest at Target Field, I would assume Vanita, Jordana, Adam, Chad Hartman, Jason DeRush, Henry Lake will all be part of the proceedings out there at Target Field. So stay tuned for that. Quick break. We'll come back with more Tech Talk here at News Talk, E30-WCCO. Tech Talk continues on this Saturday afternoon here at News Talk, E30-WCCO. Let's bring in Patty. Patty, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Hello. May I ask, Doug, I have an HP computer. It's an 8.1 edition, and it came up on the screen that Windows is no longer supported as of the 10th of this month. Is it possible for me to purchase a Windows 10 home disk to load into my computer?
You should be able to update that without that. Why don't you give me a call early next week, and we'll see if we can get something taken care of for you. Yeah, if you got an 8.1 computer, I just got one a couple days ago that I updated. This thing's just a screamer. It's just a beautiful machine, and that's an Envy desktop. Yeah, give me a call next week. I'm sure we can get you pointed in the right direction.
And by the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email coming up momentarily. Patty, thanks for the call there. You don't see as many desktops, do you, Doug, as we did once upon a time. It seems as though most everyone has a laptop. Here's the funny thing. I have a Chromebook. Now, obviously, I used to transport this thing around. I used to bring it out to the state fair. Now it just sits here on the desktop. But, you know, desktops, it depends on how you're going to use it. Everyone likes the idea, the portability, but the good old desktop, that's handy.
Oh, it is. And, you know, that we don't see them so much because they're not out in the public, but there's plenty of them being sold. And that they, but your conservative or frugal buyer, they're buying a notebook or a laptop that they can go home and set on the desk and plug in a couple of 4K monitors and a big keyboard and a mouse and rock and roll. So then that particular piece of equipment, they don't have to have more than one. That's going to be the trend, I think, coming up in the next several years. But personally, I like my 28-inch screen. Just hard not to. I open it up, open 3-4 programs open, have plenty of screen real estate. That's the one big thing that keeps me in a desktop.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
What about the old build your own? I remember that was a trend once upon a time, and I know there are gamers that still build their own computers, etc. But is it one of those things where you go into a place like Micro Center and you can build your own machine and do it relatively affordably?
I think it's coming back again in a big way. People are realizing that the manufactured machines, they're good quality, but if people ask me, you know, who would I recommend? The only thing I could really recommend today would be an HP in the business line, and it's a little bit more expensive. But as far as building your own laptop, I wouldn't recommend, although you can do it. I wouldn't recommend that at all. But desktops, this is getting to be right back to where, well, I don't know if it'll ever be what it was in the early 90s and late 80s, but it possibly could come back. I think, too, that when people realize, like at my house now, I'm considering a machine that will take care of the security system, be a media center. That's going to be a pretty meaty computer, but your desktops even. The desktop that I've got for that is about 6 inches by 6 inches by about 2 inches tall. That i7 quad processor, it's just a screamer. No fans, whisper quiet. I can hang that in any utility room. So it's really, but they're hard to tell if they're a desktop or a laptop at that point when they get that small. But it's, yeah, I think people are doing it more and more as we go move forward. I see a lot of seniors that think, well, I got a little extra time, play around with it a little bit. That's, it's more bigger than I think people realize.
Tech Talk with Doug Swindahart joining us each and every Saturday. We will be back next Saturday between 2 and 3 o'clock here on the program. And then we will take a break for Twins Fest at the end of the month and then return in early February. But that programming note, Twins Fest coverage coming up 2 weeks from today. Doug, always good to visit with you. Let's get your phone number and email out there.
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543. And I've been having some difficulty with my phone, so I'll be getting a new one soon. But I'm going to keep the number. 651-552-9543. And admin at WCCOTech.com. admin at WCCOTech.com. 651-552-9543. Thank you, Steve. Have a good week.
All right. Take care, Doug. There he is, Doug Swindahart, joining us here on Tech Talk. And by the way, Doug joins us each and every Saturday, sports schedules permitting, here on News Talk 830 WCCO. A lot of great calls, a lot of great texts on the program today. And then, of course, you can find the podcast at WCCORadio.com a little bit later, or find it on the free Odyssey app. As mentioned, all the news, all the weather at 3 o'clock. And then Mike Wall will join us from space.com. There could be a big launch coming up in February or March down in Texas. That huge Starship may fly. We'll get to that in a moment.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.